Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Zayin, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the two dots, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael and the Sunim Batzaru Vashif. So the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis discussed the halacha of a soicher who went and loaned this item that he had rented to somebody else. Umesa kedarka. And then that thing, the case of the Mishnah, was a para. It died a natural death. And the question was, how exactly do you work out the chayshim mishpat of the dinei shayim? We saw in the Mishnah, it was a machloikis, Rabbi Yossi, and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said that the soicher is potter from oinsen. He needs to swear that an oinus happened in order for him to be potter from oinsen. As a result, yishava ha-soicher shemesa gedarka, and he's going to be off the hook. Now, as it relates to the shayla that happened between the soicher and his shayl, a shayl is chayiv in oinsen. As a result, he's going to have to pay the soicher. So at the end of the day, the soicher is going to end up profiting off this whole geschäft because of the fact that the shoyl is going to have to make payment to him, but he himself is not going to have to make any payment to his masker, to the mafkid. Rabbi Yossi said, I hear the math and the lundis that you're setting up, but ketzad hala oysa schoyr beparasit shel chaveiroi, it just seems very odd to me that this person should be able to run a side business literally using somebody else's para. Elo said, Rabbi Yossi, tachsa para labailim, the halach is that any payment that the shoyl is going to make is not going to be made to the soicher, but rather it's going to be made to his masker. Zok de Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yossi. Ketzat hala oysa schayr beparase v'chul. Amr Rabbi Yudama Shmuel. Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that the shayl doesn't pay the seicher, rather he pays the owner of the pikotin. Amalei Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yudah's Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda told Rabbi Yehuda, Amrit lam mishmei de Shmuel. You once told us in the name of Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud Muvik of Shmuel. He was the Talmud Muvik of Shmuel. So Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda told Rav Yehuda, I know you once told us in the name of your Rebbe, Cholokai Rabbi Yossi Afba Rishayna, that Rabbi Yossi, who said Ketzad Hala Oysa Schoir Beparasa Shachaveroi, didn't only argue with the Chachamim in the second Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid, but he also argued with the Chachamim in the first Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid. Now, if you think about it for a second, really, it makes a lot of sense that Rabbi Yossi would argue in that Mishnah as well. What was the first Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid? Somebody was Mafkid Eitzel Chaveroi Behema Oikelem. That person was a Shomer Chinam. The Behema or Kalim were Nignav Oinevad. A Shomer Chinam is Potter from Gneva Va'aveda. However, he has to swear. The Mishnah said, Shilem V'loi Ratzel Lishava. In the event that this person decided, added the goodness of his heart, to go lift Nimeshur Sadid, and he said, I'm going to make payments to my Mafkid. The halacha is that if you later find the Ganev, the Kefal and the Dalet Vehei that may come as a result of finding the Ganev is not going to go to the Balapikodin. Rather, it's going to go to the Shomer. It works with the idea of Makni Lekvela, which ties into the sugya of Adam Makne Dava Shloi Baloilam, or Ein Adam Makne Dava Shloi Baloilam, Hadvar Matik in the first sugya in Perek HaMafkid. But either way, if you think about it, in that case, the Shomer Pekadin is also being Oysa Schara. He's making money. He's making the kefal. He's making the dal v'hei of somebody else's thing. So Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda told Rav Yehuda that you once said in the name of Shmuel, Cholokai Rav Yossi after Rishayna, which makes sense because if Rav Yossi is cholok in the second Mishnah, even though in Lamdis Rav Yossi hears what the Chachamim are saying, Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, it all works. But if that's the case, it would make sense that Rabbi Yossi would argue in the first Mishnah, because there too, the Shomer is being oisa schayr beparasa shal chaver. Either way, so Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda tells Rav Yehuda, you once told us the name of Shmuel that Rav Yehuda was chaylik af barishayna. So what was the question? Halacha kemoisai, ain't halacha kemoisai? Is the halacha like Rav Yossi in the first Mishnah as well or not? Again, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda told Rabbi Yehuda, I'm holding cheshbon. I know you once told us in the name of Shmuel that Rabbi Yossi was chaylik af barishayna. So when you said halacha ki Rabbi Yossi, did you mean only in the Mishnah where Rabbi Yossi is mefurish in the second Mishnah, or did you mean it in all the places that Rabbi Yossi is chaylik with the Chachamim, even in the first Mishnah? Amalei, he told him back, Cholokai Rabbi Yossi apa rishayna. Shmuel held that Rabbi Yossi was chaylik even in the first Mishnah. Additionally, he held v'alacha kamoisi apa rishayna, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in the first Mishnah as well. In other words, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in both Mishnahs. It Ranami Amar Rabbi Loz. Rabbi Loz said the same thing. Cholokai Rabbi Yossi apa rishayna, v'halacha kamoisi apa rishayna. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, however, was chaylik. He said, Moidahai Rabbi Yossi berishayna. Rabbi Yossi was not chaylik berishayna, but he was moida berishayna. And the reason is shekvar shilein, because there's a very big difference. In the first Mishnah, shilein v'lei ratzel lishava. The shomer paid. Being that he paid, so now he's not really being oisa schayra beparos shel chaveiroi, because when he made this payment, essentially he bought this para. So now he's already a balabas. And if he's a balabas, there's no reason he shouldn't be able to be oisa schayra. If somebody purchases something, somebody acquires something, then it's very reasonable that he should be able to be oisa schayra. In the second mission, he's not making any payments. As a result, keitzad hala oisa schayra beparos shel chaveiroi. But in the first mission, shekvar shilein, Rabbi Yochanan said it's going to be different. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan, here is the common denominator between the two Mishnahs, but there's a difference, and that's why he said in Halacha, Rabbi Yossi held differently. But the Gemara makes one, the Shilim Lo. It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan holds that the first Mishnah, the only time we say that the Mafkid is Makdin Lekvela is if he actually makes payment. If not, not. It plays out a nafkamina that Rabbi Yossi is going to be moida because over there he actually bought it. Freit the Gemara, Zachu v'am Rabbi Chibar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chibar Abba said in the name of the same Rabbi Yochanan, lo yishilem shilem mamish, that he doesn't have to make payment. Al kimish amar reinim eshalem afal bishalo yishilem, as long as he says I want to make payment, even if he doesn't make payment at that point, the halacha is makdin lekfeilo. So you see, the halacha makdin lekfeilo is true even if he didn't make payment. If he didn't make payment, keitzat halo oisas chayr beparasa shachaver to steer Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Emo, you have to say moida hoya Rabbi Yosni Barishayna and Achinami. Rabbi Yochanan said, the Hoy Rabbi Yosni Barishayna, it's not Shekvar Shilem, but Shekvar Omar Hareini Meshalim. And even though he didn't actually pay, but thus Alain that he said that I'm going to pay, that already is a distinction between that and our Mishnah. And over there, the halacha is that Rabbi Yosni is going to be Moide. Either way, one thing that emerges very nicely from this Gemara that we just learned is the common denominator between the first two Mishnayos and Perek HaMavchit. I mean, up until now, the common denominator between the two Mishnayos is that they're both sugyas that are oimdim berumoy shel oilam, that relate to the laws of the Dalet Shomrin. But really, what does one have to do with the other? One is a halacha, makne lekvela, the other is a halacha, in the sugi of Shomer Shemassel is Shomer, but really there is a tzad hashava. Rabbi Yossi brings it out very, very stark. Befrat with Rabbi Yehuda's memory that he said over in the name of the great Shmuel, and that is that Rabbi Yossi in both Mishnayos is Chaylik, because in both Mishnayos you found a legal loophole where a Shomer somehow could be making money off a pekadon that he's watching, which in the world of the Chachamim, say there's something called a legal loophole, and sometimes you can find a way to beat the system. Rabbi Yossi is looking at this very high level. He said, "Ketzad hala oisa schayra beparase shel chaveira," and therefore, in both Mishnayos, Rabbi Yossi was chaylik. Zokt the Mishnah weiter, and we turn our attention from one major sugya to another major sugya to now a third major sugya here in the beginning of Perek HaMavkin. Zokt the Mishnah, Amar lishnayim, if somebody goes over to two people, he says, "Gozalti le'echad me kemon." I stole a mana from one of you two, the eini yodeya eza mikem. However, I don't know which one of the two of you I stole from. Oy, or he told these two people, aviv shal echad mechem, hifkeli mana. It was either your father or your father that gave me a mana as a pikatoin, the eini yodeya eza hu. But I don't know which one of your fathers was the one that gave it to me. Says the Mishnah, noisin lozeh mana, v'lozeh mana. He has to give each one of these two people a mana in both cases. Say in the case of Amar l'shnayim gozalti l'echad mekem, or in the case of aviv shel echad mekem, hifkid li mi mana. And the reason is, shahoyda mipiatzmi. Pasha, what the Mishnah is saying is that even though nobody was teveya, no one brought edim that said that you stole the mana, nobody brought edim that said that you're watching my pikadin, but he was moida. We know he does. Spaldin is kameya edim dami. He was moida that he owes. He doesn't know who he owes to. As a result, you have no choice. You're going to have to give it to both of them. What happens if two people gave a pikadin to one person? So there's one shomer pikadin who got pikdoinos from two people. Each person gave him money. One of them gave him mana, 100 zuz, and the other one gave masayim, 200 zuz. Then each of the two people came over to the shomer pikadin and said, I want my pekodim back. And each one claimed that he was the one that gave the Masai Yimzos. Says the Mishnah, Noisim Lazem, Manav Lazem, Manav. Being that this person doesn't know who gave him the money, who gave him the Masai Yimzos. So what he does is he gives each person a money. And the reason he gives each person a money, because each person for sure gave him a money. One gave him money, the other gave Masai. The one that gave him money gave him money. And the one that gave Masai is Bechal Masai money. Pun intended, and as a result, each person ends up getting a mana. The hashar yehi munachachi yove Elio, and as it relates to the mana shlishi, that third mana, we're gonna wait for Elio Anovi, Elio Atishbi to come, and he's gonna tell us who's supposed to get that third mana. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi said, "Im Kain, if this is the way we're gonna pass in the shayla, mahif sa the Rami didn't lose anything." Meaning, you're basically saying that if two people give up a kaddin, the person who didn't give the Masayim could always claim that he gave the Masayim, and that argument is not going to come with an invoice. Meaning, if he wins, he wins. And if he loses, he ends up getting his money anyways. And it's not okay, because we always have to be cognizant of the fact that there are Ramoim, and we need to make safeguards to disincentivize Ramon from coming and making frivolous and false claims. So says Rabbi Yosi, it can't be that the Ramai, the one that's lying in this case, is not going to lose out by lying. Elo, what then must the halacha be? Hakol yehei munach ad sheyove Elio. The halacha in a situation like this is hakol yehei munach. Not only the third man is yehei munach. Hakol yehei munach. And even though we know for sure each person deserves a mana, and even though there's an innocent, good guy that's going to end up losing his mana. But says Rabbi Yosi, I hope by doing this, you're going to protect the system. And like this, the system will actually be safeguarded. And therefore, if we're going to say hakol yehei munach ad sheyove Elio, this hopefully will never come to it. But the bottom line is, if it does come to it, not just the mana shlishni is yehemunach hachiyav elio, but akol yehemunach hachiyav elio. V'chein shnei kelim, says the mission, the same halacha would be in the event that there were two kelim, meaning two people had kelim, each one gave their respective keli to one shemir becomes to watch. Echad yafa mana, one of the kelim was worth a mana, echad yafa elev zuz, and the other one was worth 1,000 zuz. Zeh imi yafa shalivi, zeh imi yafa shalivi. And each person came to the shemir becomes claiming that the better one, the one that was worth 1,000 zuz, belongs to me. So what's the halacha? Noisin es hakata le'echad mehem. The chachamim hold, you take the katan, you give it to one of the two. Umitoicha gadol, then you take the bigger one, you sell it, and you're noisin to make katan l'sheni. You take the money that's the equivalent of the katan, which was a mana, and you give it to the sheni, v'hashar, and the other 900 zuz, yehemunach hachiyav liyo, we're going to say, yehemunach, it's the proverbial mana shlishi, and the halacha is yehemunach. Rabbi Yosi said the same argument, imkein mahifsud haramai, the ramai didn't lose anything, ela kol yehemunach hachiyav liyo, everything is going to be yehemunach hachiyav liyo. Now that's obvious that the safe of this Mishnah is the famous case of mana shlishi, which is featured very, very prominently in the beginning of Masechtes Bava Metzia, in the beginning of Shnayim Oichsin, the context in which the Gemara brought the Mana Shlishi in the beginning of Shnayim Oichsin was, the Gemara was learning the first Mishnah, Shnayim Oichsin Betalis, where the Allah is Yachloiku Beshvua, and the Gemara tried cross-referencing a whole bunch of different Mishnayis and Braises, where you find that Mom and Amut HaBasafik is treated differently. The halach is not necessarily Yachloiku B'Shvua. You have the Machloikus Sumchas and the Chachamim. And over here, you have a perfect example where there's Mom and Amut HaBasafik, and the halach is not Yachloiku B'Shvua, but rather the halach is Yehemunach HaChiyav Eliyo. A protius diga machloikis, Rabbi Yosi in the Chachamim, whether we're worried about him, came Mahiv Sid HaRamai, so is it only the Mana Shlishi, or is it everything? But the way we view the mom and amut habesafik is yehemunach hachiyav liyo. The Gemara already worked that out on Daf Gimel. This is something that's already come up a few times. The meshech, the mesechta, and perikei lemetzias, simonim v'simonim. This is a halacha of yoniach. If each person brings simonim, there are two yehemunach hachiyav liyo. So again, there's a lot going on over here. But we are going to do what we do, and that is focus on the daf. So two things before we go weiter. Number one, so we mentioned that the first two Mishnayos had some consistent feel to them. And that is, you have two cases in the world of Dalet Shomrim where a person may potentially benefit and profit by virtue of the fact that he was a Shomer. And Rabbi Yosi was chaylik in both of these halachas, chaylik is Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, but in the world of Shmuel anyways, Rabbi Yosi was chaylik in both of these cases because Ketzad Halah Oysa Schayr Beparasa Shal Chaver. Look, this Mishnah is already veering off a little bit. But if you notice, just on the Mishnayos level, I think there is a commonality between Rabbi Yossi's taina here in this Mishnah and the two previous Rabbi Yossi's. And that is, Rabbi Yossi's saying that, Chachamim, I understand in the case of the Mona Shlishi that the halacha should be that Zen Noito Mona, Vizen Noito Mona, and the Mona Shlishi it should be Yehemun Chachiyov Eliyo. But Rabbi Yossi says, as much as in Lomdis I agree with you, and as much as in math, what you're saying makes sense. But at the end of the day, I have a high-level hergish, and that is Im Kain Mahifsid Haramai. So it's a little consistent in that sense. Meaning, I hear what you're saying, Chachamim, Makna Lekvela, Abba Ketzat Allah Oysas Chayr, Beparasa Shalchaveri. I chap in the world of Shoymer Shomassel, Shoymer, based on the Kimtas that the Gemara made in yesterday's daf. I understand why a Soycher that's Mashal and it's Mesa Kedarki, Yishav HaSoycher, but Ketzat Allah Oysas Chayr, Beparasa Shalchaveri. I understand Zenoitomana, Vazenoitomana, says Rabbi Yossi. But at the end of the day, Im Kain Mahifsid Aramai, and because of that heritage and that Svar, Im Kain Mahifsid Aramai, we have to alter the Choshem Mishma, we alter the Dinim, the way we go about this, and that's why I call Yemun HaChachiyov Eliyo. So again, if you want to make a sikum on the Mishnah, what's the Mishnah? Because it's very much going to segue into the actual Gemara. So yeah, the Reish of the Mishnah, there was a say for the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah talked about where somebody goes over to two people, he says, I stole from one of you, I can't remember which one. What's the halacha? The halacha is, you have to give this one and you have to give this one. Or similarly, if somebody goes over to two people, he says, one of your fathers gave me a pikadon, I can't remember which one. So the halacha is, you have to give this one, you have to give that one. The second part of the Mishnah was the mana shlishi, where you have two people that gave a pikadon to one person, zeh mana, zeh mosayim, or there were kalim, one was worth a mana, one was worth elef zuz. Each one is claiming that the more expensive one is his. According to the chachamim, each one gets what's vaday there is vahashar yehemunach hachiyov eliyo. And according to Rabbi Yossi, and came ahivsad aramai, and therefore I call yehemunach hachiyov eliyo, says the Gemara, referring to the reisha of the Mishnah. Alma, you see, misfeka mafkinim amayin, that if there's a suffix with regards to a person who owes money, the suffix is who he owes the money to. What's the halacha? That although it's a suffix, but mafkina mamayna, we're going to take the money away from him. We don't say, oiki mamayna b'cheskas mare. We don't say, what do you mean? He's a muchzik. And if he's a muchzik, you can't be moitzi mamin from someone misafik. Now, where do you see the alma misfeka mafkina mamayna? You see from the Reish of the Mishnah. Someone went over to two people, gazalti le'echem kem manav any idea. So you would think, maybe misveika don't give anybody. How could each person be taveya? All you have is a suffix. Alma, what do you see? No. Misveika, mafkina mamona. I'll ask you a kasha, and the kasha is really from the next part of the Mishnah. If two people gave up to one person, one person gave a money, the other person gave masayim. Each person is claiming shalim masayim. What do you do with the mana shlishi? What do you do with the suffix? We say yemunach hachiyav eliyo. Freit the Gemara astira, and this is not a stira from far away. This is not a tanan hosam. This is not mimerchak tavi lachma. The Gemara's question is: how do you understand the reisha from the Mishnah and the seif of the Mishnah? And the reisha of the Mishnah, amal l'shnayim gozalti le'echem ikem, give each one, even though it's a suffix. Misveika mafkina mamayin. The seif of the Mishnah, where there's a mana shlishi, where there's a suffix. What's talach yemunach hachiyav eliyo? So the Gemara says, amar le. Pikadon agezel karam, is he asking a stira between halacha in hilchas pikadon and halacha in hilchas gzela? Gezel the avodi sura. In the case of gzela, where the person did an iser konsur rabbanon, pikadon the loy avodi sura like konsur rabbanon. When a person goes over to two people and says gazalti la'echem ikem mona, this guy's a gazlan. Once you're a gazlan, so there mafkinim amayim isur. And even though maybe in lomdis you should say amoytzim mechaveri olam araya, etc., etc., but at the same time, being that he's admitting his guilt, he's saying that he's a goslin. If you're admitting that you're a goslin, we're going to penalize you. We're going to give you a knas, and the knas is going to be that you are going to have to give to each one of them. As opposed to the shomer pekadin, shnayim shefkidu, he didn't do anything wrong. And being that he didn't do anything wrong, there was no iser over here. He's not a bad guy. And as a result, there's no reason to give him a knas. If there's no reason to give him a knas, it's a regular moment amutu besafik. What do you do with moment amutu besafik? Learn the beginning, above a mitziah. In this case, talach is yehemunach. And that's why it's yehemunach hachiyav aliyah. But the Gemara says, Rami pikad, not pikad. But the yeshiva asked another kasha. And this is a stira mineu be in pikad. You can't answer once gzela, once pikadin, because this is both pikadin. Says the Gemara, for Rami gezel, a gezel. And additionally, The Bnei Yeshiva asked the kash, a steer, a gezel, a gezel. So again, you can't answer one is gezel, one's bekatam. What's the steer, bekatam? Tani reisha. Because the reisha, again, of our Mishnah said, Oy, ovish, shal echel mikem, hifkid, etzli, manav, eni, edeya, ezahu, noisim, lazem, manav, lazem, manav. Meaning, the reisha of our Mishnah was really made up of two cases. One is when he goes over to two people, I stole from one of you, I don't know which one. The other one is when he says, one of your fathers gave me a pekatam, I don't remember which one. And what was halacha? Even in the case of pekatam, noisim, lazem, manav, lazem, manav. So by pekodin you see, misfakim afkinim amayna. For a minute, I'll ask you a kashna. Shnayim shefkidu v'chulu. What's the v'chulu? It's the safe in the Mishnah, the case of the Mana Shlishi. And the case of the Mana Shlishi, which again is a pekodin, did Allah say, munachashi avaliyo. So b'negeya, the ratio of the ratio, that's not a steerer to the sefer, because that's gezel, that's pekodin. But what about the sefer of the ratio, which has the same exact halacha? Noisim lazem manav lazem manav. It's pekodin. The sefer you see by pekodin, where there's a suffix, the din is yemunach hachiyav eliyo. Amar Rava said, Reisha, in the case of the Reisha, Nasa, we view it kemisha hefgidu loy b'shnei krichos. We look at it as if two people gave him the pekodin, and the two people that gave the pekodin gave it in two suitcases. They gave it in two different bundles. The Havalei LeMedak, in that case, the onus is upon the shomer pekodin to be careful and to be ma'ayin properly to see who gave him this and who gave him that. And as a result, being that in this case the person is mesopik, so therefore the halach is noisim lezem manav and noisim lezem manav. Seifa and the seifa, it's nasa kemisha efkidu lebekrach echad. We view it as if the two people that gave the pekodin gave it in one suitcase, the lehavalei lemedak, and in that case there was no way, or it wasn't incumbent upon the person to be careful to figure out who gave him the money and who gave him the masai. And the Gemara explains the seif a little bit. Keep going. Tafkidu travayu b'hadi adot b'chad zimno. And the way Rashi is mefarish, it's not that they literally gave it in one suitcase. But what happened was they were both mafkid b'hadi adodi at the same time, b'chad zimna at the same time, the amaluhu. So the shomer pekodin is thinking in his head, anku faichu loy kapti su adodi. Right, two people are coming to make a deposit in the bank at the same time. And they're having an open conversation. Bank accounts, you want to see your balance, right? Everything is open. So in his mind, he says, okay, you guys obviously really, really trust each other. You're both making this deposit at the same time. He said, I'm not kapitna, so why would I think? Why would it be all out daiti? You don't trust each other. So the person didn't necessarily have to be medakted to figure out who gave him the money, who gave him the messiah. And being that he didn't do anything wrong, that's why it's yemuruch. So again, it's a little convoluted. The ratio with Allah is noisim lezeman, lezeman, it's because he did something wrong. It was something that he should have been aware of and cognizant of. You're a shomer pekodin. Figure out who gave you the pekodin. And you have to know who gave you the pekodin. You don't know who gave you the pekodin. So shame on you. As opposed to in the sefer, where they gave it to him b'hadi adodi, they were showing that they trusted each other. So over there, he doesn't have to worry. So that's the difference. The reish is almost like Zela, right? What was the point of Zela? Why noisim lezeman lezeman? The kansinale. Why kansinale? Because he did an isser, because he's a gazlin. Here too, he's not a gazlin, but he should have been more careful. He's a pesheya. And as a result, you have to give him and you have to give him. In the sefer, there was no pshia because there was no pshia. So you have the regular halacha that misveikulim afkinim amayin. I just think it's kedai for Pashup Shara and the Gemara to add one knech. And that is, it's just interesting that Rava, when he answered the question with a mashal. Sarach bir, why? Reisha, nasa kemisha hefkidu loy b'shnei krichos. We view the reisha as if two people, right, what do the words mean? As if two people gave a pekodin in two different bundles. One gave a mana, one gave a messiah, because that's the parallel between the reisha and the sefer. And the person doesn't know who gave the mana, who gave the messiah. So later, when you plead insanity, I'm sorry, you were pesheya, and as a result, you're going to have to give this one, you're going to have to give that one. Sefer, again, he's speaking with a mashal. It's nasa kemisha hefkidu loy bekrach echad. It's as if the zem mana, zem messiah gave it to him in one bundle. Over there, it's loy havalei lemeida, because you trusted each other. And as a result, over there, there's not going to be a time. If you think about it, Say the Reisha and Say the Sefer are not talking about cases where you gave it in one bundle versus two bundles. In the Reisha, you don't even have two people. There's one person. But what was the case? Aviv shall echad meken hifkid limana. The eni idea is a hunayse. Which, by the way, is explained with the mashal, because that's the equivalent of two people giving in two bundles. In fact, it's even better. One person gave the money, so you should know who gave it. Two people gave it. Okay, I was a little flaunted. I didn't know who gave the money, who gave them a sign. I was two suitcases. They were the same color. Over here, one person gave it. You know, the mashal is supposed to be mechazik the nimshal. Over here, the nimshal is even better than the mashal. Why do you even need the mashal? But the seif is also not a direct hit. The seif is also a mashal, because the Gemara itself explains that even though we're saying it's nasa kemisha hefkidu lebekrach echad, but it's keilu, right? It's nasa kemisha hefkidu lebekrach echad. Really, it was b'shtei krichos. It was just zeif b'fnei zeif. So why did Rava feel that he needed a mashal to explain this? Why did Rava just say, the Reish is talking about when one person gave a pekadin. One person gave a pekadin, so he should have been aware. The seif is talking about where the two people were mafkid in front of each other. Why do you need the mashal? Why is the mashal making anything better? If anything, it seems to confuse the Gemara a little bit. Something to think about. Either way, so Rabbi explained the Rami Pikadin, not Pikadin. Rami Gezala Gezala, but the Bnei Shiva also asked a stira from one halach of Gzela to another halach of Gzela. It says in our Mishnah, "L'shem gazalti lechavchem ve'niyad eizem mekem oyoviv shalakem mehivkeli mana ve'niyad eizem noisin lezem mana lezem mana." Our Mishnah said that if somebody says gazalti leechav mekem mana, and I don't know which one of you, that lachas you have to give each one a mana. V'rimenu feiting my last year kasha, and this Mishnah is already a Tanan Hassan. And if it sounds familiar, it's because this Mishnah was something that the Gemara discussed in very great detail in the end of Masechtas Bava Kamma. It's a Mishnah in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. What does the Mishnah say? Gazal Echad Michamisha. Somebody steals from one of five people. K'ne'eni Yodeya Ezameyem Gazal. He doesn't know which one he actually stole from. Zeh'imir Oysi Gazal. Zeh'imir Oysi Gazal. Each person came over to him and he told him, I'm the one you stole from. I'm the one you stole from. So the halach is, Maniach Gzeila Beinayim. He can take the Gzeila and he can put it between them. Umistalik. And he could walk away. Divi Reb Tarfin, Azai Halt Reb Tarfin. Now, if you look in the Mishnah there in Yevamos, Rabbi Akiva's Chaylik, Rabbi Akiva says, "Ein zu haderech mitziatoi midei avera achi yeshalim lechalecha decha." So in that Mishnah, Masechtas Yevamos, it's talking what ostensibly seems like exactly what the first part of our Mishnah is talking about, where somebody says, "I know I stole from one of you five. I just don't know which one of you five." Reb Tarfin said, "The halacha is meiniach agzela beineim mstalik. You can walk away." Meaning, you have to figure out which one it is. You make one payment and let everybody figure it out. Now, what does umistalik mean? It happens to be a machloikis rishonim. But the point is, you don't have to make a payment for each one of them. Rabbi Akiva says, no, ein zu aderech mitziat midei aveira. You did an aveira. You have to make payment. You have a chiv, a heshev eschakzeva. Achi yeshalim lechol echad ve'echad. So the Gemara and then the Bava Kamma discussed this in light of the halach of Hashem gzeila. Is right? Is this true by all gzeila? Only by where there was a shvua, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is from Rip Tarfin. Rip Tarfin says, meniach gzeila beineim umistalik. That's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Amal l'shnayim gazalti le'echad mekem mana ve'en yedeya." So what's the halacha? Nois lezem mana lezem mana, which essentially is Rabbi Akiva sheet in the Mishnah, the end of Yevamos. How does it shum with Rabbi Tarfin, who says that meniach gzeila beineim umistalik? Meaning, says the Gemara, "Alma misveik aloy mafkina mamoina." What do you see from Rabbi Tarfin sheeta? That we don't take money away from somebody misafik v'amirin oikem mamoina becheskes mare. In other words, you have a steer from our Mishnah, you give each one. What do you see from there? Misveik mafkina mamoina. And from Rabbi Tarfin sheeta and Saif Yevamos, you see that alma misveik aloy, and they're both gezel, and as a result, in both cases they did averis. In both cases, it would make sense, yeah, to make a knas, maybe not to make a knas, but it's impossible to differentiate between the cases because it's gezel a gezel. So break the Gemara. How does Reb Tarfin's Shita and Saif Yevamos shtim with our Mishnah right here? So the Gemara jumps right away and the Gemara says, "Remind us season of Reb Tarfin." Who said our Mishnah is going according to Reb Tarfin? Maybe our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, Liba the Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva says, Mefurish, that what's the halacha? Ad she yishalim l'chal echad ve'echad. So why are you telling me that the Mishnah is Rav Tarfin? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Diktani Allah, dahi, moida, Rav Tarfin, because it was a brisa that was mentioned as a commentary on Rav Tarfin's halacha that said, quote, Rav Tarfin is moida ba'oimer l'shnayim gozaltim la'echam ikem mana ve'eni yadeya eizem ikem shenoysen l'zeh mana ve'lozeh mana. Rav Tarfin said mefurish the words of our Mishnah. And if that's the case, there's a stira between our Mishnah and Shitas Rav Tarfin. Meaning, you could have said that maybe Rav Tarfin doesn't hold of the halach of our Mishnah. But we know from a mefurish b'raisa umayde Rav Tarfin that he does hold of the halach of our Mishnah. So if that's the case, for the Gemara, how do you shtim our Mishnah really with the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos? Now Tosfos speaks out a very obvious comment, and that is that what's the Gemara's kasha really? I mean, it's not a stira. Rav Tarfin said the halacha that if somebody says gozalti from one of you five chevre, I don't know from which one, the halach is meniach gzeila beineim umistalik. Moider Rav Tarfin, in the case of Amal Lishnayim, Gazal Dilecha Mekem Ve'en Yedeh. Good, so you have to know what Rav Tarfa meant when it was Maitza Stira. Stira means when you catch somebody. Right, somebody gave a shir, he said something, and then he said something else. Ah, busted, I got you. It's a Stira, it's not a Stira. Rav Tarfa said his halacha, and then Rav Tarfa was Maitza. Good, so the Fashteisnish Rav Tarfa's halacha. You want to understand, that's Rami Gezel, like Gezel. That's not what we call a Stira. That's cool, let's roll up our sleeves, get a shtendin, let's try to understand. Shitas Rav Tarfa. It's not a stira. The Gemara Ilu has two mishnayos, like on two opposite ends of the world. I have a mishnah above Mitzia in Perek HaMafkid. I have a mishnah in Perek Isha Sholem in Yevamis, where a tarfin was soyser himself. True, I guess, but that's the kasha. The kasha is minei ubei. Learn Yevamis kuf yud ches amid beis with the mishnayos and the braises, and you're gonna have to understand Rav Tarfa. Rav Tarfa's gonna have to make sense. Moed Rav Tarfa. Obviously, he's saying something. So whatever he's saying. Why is this like a rummy the gezel gezel? So Taisa says enochinami the Gemara kura, but the Gemara likes always asking mishnah. I mean, had the Gemara asked that question, so basically you'd be asking from a braisa. Like, how do you understand Rav Tarfa in the mishnah versus Rav Tarfa in the braisa? Even though that's like a more logical, straightforward type of question, but to ask from a Mishnah, is always more geschmack. And what the Gemara is saying is that this Moed Rav Tarfa from the Braisa is really in a Mishnah, and if that's the case, I have these two Mishnayas, and the Gemara's kasha is, how do you reconcile these two Mishnayas? But either way, says the Gemara that the halach, the difference is as follows. Hasam, the katavile, over there, the people are being toiveya. Meaning, they're coming and they're saying, the five people, you stole from me. So five people come over to one person and say, you stole from me. There the halacha is that all you need to do is be mistalik, meaning, meniach es agzeila, right? You have to do that first. And then afterwards, it can be mistalik, meaning, you have to make one payment. Hocha, over here, b'val lotzei sidei shemayim. Over here, the person wants to be lotzei sidei shemayim. He wants to make sure that he crosses his T's and dots his I's. He wants to make sure that even in shemayim, what he did was the right thing. Right? We know from learning Bava Kama that very often, if you do something to somebody else, you could be potim midinei adam v'chaim midinei shemayim. Right? Exhibit 8 for that is grama ben azakim. But the point is that b'val lotzei sidei shemayim, for sure it would make sense for you to make payments to everybody. And that's why in our Mishnah, you're giving to each person. So Reb Tarfin mi'ikra din holds in a situation like our Mishnah, loy mafkinon mamoina mistake, and therefore make one payment, umistalik. Our Mishnah says not that way. Our Mishnah is b'val lotzei sidei shemayim. And the Gemara adds, dekonami, it's actually meduik that way in the Mishnah. Diktani, because the Mishnah said, shahoida mi piatz mishmamina. So if you remember, when the Mishnah mentioned the halacha, what did the Mishnah say? Shahoida mi piatzmai. Pasha, what did the Mishnah mean when it said shahoida mi piatzmai? Why are you chayiv anything to anybody? There's no edom over here. The Teretz is shahoida mi piatzmai, and this is the halacha of Aidas Fadin Kimei Edom Dami. But the Gemara is just saying that there's a little more to take out of the Mishnah. I mean, of course that's what the Mishnah is saying. But the Mishnah is saying a little bit tifer, one added knech, and that is nobody was ever teveya. Shahoida mi piatzmai, and it's for that reason, even Reb Tarfin holds that you have to give each one. Because obviously that's what you're looking for. That's your agenda over here. You are mighty. You're mighty. You want to be lotzei sidei shemayim. I mean, if you're mighty, you don't want to be lotzei sidei shemayim erchanami. But it's all included in the shahidim ipnei atzmai. There's a double meaning in shahidim ipnei atzmai. Number one, you chayiv because you're shahidim ipnei atzmai. And number two, give each one a mana because you're shahidim ipnei atzmai. If you didn't have the dinner does, but then kimei edim damis, it doesn't even start. And the fact that you are hoidim ipnei atzmai, it shows that you want to be lasa sidei shemayim, that what we tell a person who wants to be lasa sidei shemayim is that you should give each person a mono. Oh, my. Hasam de katovile. In that case, of Rav Tarfin in the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamis, the reason the halach is meniach, gzeilo, beineyem, umistalik, is because they're being taveh, meaning he's not he just wants to be Mekayim his Ikar Alocha, and if you want to be Mekayim Ikar Alocha, the Alocha is not like the Mishnah here in Amafkid, but rather, the Tarfin's Shita anyways is you make one payment and you can walk away. Says the Gemara, in that case, what's the Gazlan himself saying? Meaning five people come over to him and the five people say, you stole from me, you know, they're telling him, get him back at the line, right? Everyone's coming and being Taveya that this person stole from him. So what's he saying? Does he have an opinion? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Halos Shoyseg. He was quiet. Rav Masna Omar Rav. Rav Masna said in the name of Rav, Halot Soveach. He's yelling. If you'd ask me, I would think Rav said, Halos Shoyseg. Poisik as opposed to Halot Soveach. But either way, says the Gemara, Halot Soveach, the Gemara that says that he was Soveach Avo Shtika Koida. If he was quiet, you would say Shtika Koida, and over there you would have to give to every person. That's what Shtika Koida is. The Gemara that says Halot Soveach Shtika Dehach Alav Koida, who over here the Shtika is not Koida, because Matzi Yomalei, he could always tell him, Hai the Shtiki, the reason I was quiet is the Mida Dil Mahayu. I said, maybe. I posh have no idea what's flying. And as a result, I'm being Shoisik. Shtika Koida is when there's a Raglayim Ladover, that the reason you're being quiet is because you're confessing, you're a moid of eyes of Yerucham, you're admitting guilt. Is this person who says, I was just listening? I don't know. A lot of people seem to think I stole from them. Frankly, I don't recall much of this, and that's why I was quiet. But this shtika is not a shtika koida. It's just a sidebar discussion in Reb Tarfon and the Mishnah Yevamos that we brought in Bederech Agav here. What's he saying? Choikis, whether he's being shoisik or whether he's being tzavech. Amar, maniach gzela beineyem. That's Reb Tarfon Shita. V'shakli lo kulu v'azli, says the Gemara. Is that true? Meaning, according to Reb Tarfon, somebody steals from one of five people, doesn't know which one he stole from. So what do? Take the gzela, you put a beinayim, and you can walk away. That's your obligation to make I am Mishnah Perakam Afkin? No, shahoyta. But that's the Ikur Halacha. Says the Gemara, how could that be? Rabbi Abba Zavdin said, in the name of Rabbi, he had this in Perakel Metzias, Kol Safi Ki Nuach, Lichat Chilo Lo Yitel, if somebody sees a Metzia, and truth is, he's not sure if it's a Metzia. I mean, he can't tell if somebody lost it, if somebody put it there on purpose. So don't take it, then not out. And if he takes it, Lo Yachser, you have to be very careful to return it. Rashi says, don't return it to somebody that doesn't have a simen. Rather, what you should do is Yehemunach Ad Sheyovei Elio. And the reason Yehemunach Ad Sheyovei Elio is because if you have something that maybe belongs to somebody else, you're not sure. It's a Safik Yinuach. Could be it's an Aveda Re'el Shalai, but you're not sure. If you have something that maybe belongs to somebody else, you have a Chiv to make sure that you give it to the rightful owner. No less. And if you don't know who the rightful owner is, wait till Elio Anovi. He'll tell you. But until, you're going to have to just leave it there. So what's the kasha? If you have something that belongs to somebody else, this person stole from one of five people, doesn't know which one person he stole it from. So how could you say, meinich b'neim u'mistalik? You have an obligation to make sure it goes to the right person. Just like Sofik Yinuach, lo yitel. Nobody can take it from you. It's yehimunach. So Rav Tarfon's halacha, it should be yehimunach. That should be the halacha. Why is it not yehimunach hachiyav eliyo? So Rav Safra said, you're right. It's a very good kasha. V'yoniach. What does that mean? So Rashi says, when Rav Tarfon said, Meniach gzeilu b'neim mistalek, haydik toni mistalek, lav delishkalu inu v'lezlu. It doesn't mean let these chevra go fight it out. Rather, what it means is that he goes, he gives the gzeila to Bezdin, he tells Bezdin, figure out what to do, and if Bezdin can't figure out what to do, Einochinami, the loch is going to be Yehemunach Hachiyovi Eliyo. Meaning, it's Vioniach, he's taken not giving it to these five people. Because that's something you don't have a right to do. Lo Yachser, Safik Yinuach. What you could do is you could give it to Bezdin. Now, Bezdin also can't do that. But Bezdin can try to figure out what to do. So Bezdin is going to try to figure it out. And Enochinami, if Bezdin won't be able to figure it out, then it's going to be Vioniach. It's going to be Yehemunach. That's what the halacha is going to end up being, says the Gemara. So we're going to turn our attention now from Reb Tarfon to Rabbi Akiva. So again, this machloikis, Reb Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, is a machloikis that's mentioned in the end of Yevamos. The case of the machloikis is where someone stole, doesn't know who he stole from. We've narrowed it down to five potential candidates. And the question is, he wants to return the gzela now. How exactly do you go about that? Reb Tarfon says, you make one payment, let them figure it out. Or maybe give it to Bezdin, let Bezdin figure it out. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have to give to each one individually. Why are we talking about a mishnah in the end of Yevamos? It's because it has a lot of shaykhs to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, if somebody goes up to two people, I stole from one of you, I'm not sure which one of the two I stole from you. The halach is you have to give each one a mana. How does it stem with Reb Tarfon? Our Mishnah is Balat Sesideh Shemayim. It's different. But the Mishnah within Yevamos, it's going to be Ikar Adin. So the Gemara worked through the Shita of Reb Tarfon. Well, number one, what's the person saying? Was he quiet? Or was he yelling and screaming? Number two, how could he be mistalik? Why is it different than Kol Safik Yinuach L'chatchilu Lo Yitav Imnata Lo Yachser? Those were the two points that the Gemara addressed. We now turn our attention to understanding Shitas Rabbi Akiva. But Amalei Abaye L'Rava. Abaye told Rava, Miyam Rabbi Akiva L'Ezu Wadarach Mitziyat Midei Averach Yisham Gzeilu L'Chol Echad V'Echad. Isn't true that Rabbi Akiva holds that over there you have to to make payments to each individual person. Alma, what do you see from the misfeik or mafkino memoina? You see from there that when there's a suffix, we take the money away and we don't say oikim memoina becheskes mare, right? You for sure see that in Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Virimini, I'll ask you a kash. If there was a house that fell on a person and on his mother, they both died. Yarshia ben Oimrim, the Yarshim of the son said, the mother died first. What were they trying to say? The mother died first. Being that the mother died first, the son Yarshim the mother. Then when the son died, these brothers Yarshim the brother. So you have to work it out in the world of Yesh Noichlam, but that was the case. The case was that to the extent that the brothers would have Yarshim the mother, to the extent that the son would have Yarshim the mother, the moment the son died, his brothers would have been Yarshim. And that's what they're saying happened. Now, they don't know, but that's what they're saying. The Yarshim are Eimayimrim, and the Yarshim of the mother say no. Haben Mesrish. And first the son died, and as a result, the mother Yarshimed the son, because the mother came before the brothers, and as a result, now that everyone died, it's the Yarshei Aim that are going to get the Yerusha of the son, not the Yarshei HaBen. Either way, that's the case of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows, Eilu ve'elu moidim she'achloiku. Everyone's moida. So who's Eilu ve'edu? So Rashi says, Sai be'shamay and Sai be'silol amoida, that dalach is yachloiku. Now the background to this is that in the sugis there, this is a Mishnah, by the way, in the end of Masechtas Bava Basra, there's a bunch of machloikus in between Beisham and Beisol, in similar cases, where Beishamai in all those cases said Yachloiku, and Beisilil in all those cases said Nechasim Becheskasan, that you leave the money by whoever has the money. It remains by the Mochzik. Says the Mishnah in this case, Elu ve'elu moidim sheyachloiku, everybody's moidim, meaning over here, even Beis Hillel, who holds ordinarily Hanechasim Becheskasan, is going to be Moedet Alach is Yachloiku. What we need is the next line. V'amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Moedani, I'm Moedo, Bezu in this case, Shehanechasim Becheskasan. Just the opposite. I hold Shehanechasim Becheskasan. Rashi says, what does Rabbi Akiva mean when he says Moedani? And we're going to get back to this Rashi in the raid. But Moedani, even though I hold like Beishamai, that really, the halacha in all these cases are when you ever have these soft sveikas, it should be yachloiku. But over here in nechasim becheskasim, you can't take the money away from the person that's becheskas the money. What do you see from here? Misveika Rabbi Akiva's shita is loy mafkin amamot. Has a shem with Rabbi Akiva, and the masach tisivam. It's a soif vamas. Rabbi Akiva holds. I saw from one of five people the ikra din, not the law says today shemaim. That Rabbi Tarfon's moedut to. But the ikra din is. And in that case, by the way, Rabbi Akiva holds misfeik mafkinu amoina. And over here, Rabbi Akiva shita is that when it comes to all these suffik nefilas, if there's one person that has the money, you can't take the money away from him. Alma misfeik le mafkinu amoina. So who asks this kasha? Abaya asks this kasha to Rabbi. So on my waist, Rabbi told Abaya, hosom over there, shema. The Shema. Over there, everyone's a Shema. No one really knows what happened. And because it's a Shema, the Shema, so you leave the money wherever the money is. But Gozal Echa Michamisha, in the case where one person stole from five people, Rabbi Akiva's Mishnah, that's a Bari Veshema. And being that it's a Bari Veshema, that's already a bit different. In other words, Rabbi Akiva's Moida and Shema Veshema, Loi Mafkinon. But the Mishnah in Yevamis is a Bari Veshema Mafkina. Now the Rishonim speak out, first glance, it sounds like really what the Gemara is saying is Bari Veshema, Bari Yadav. We know that's a major machloikis. Bari Veshema, Bari Yadav, a lot Bari Yadav. It sounds like that's really all Rava told Abaye. He said Bari Veshema, Bari Yadav. It's a little problematic. That's a big shiloh what the Bari Veshema is Bari Yadav. If Rabbi Akiva Shita is Bari Veshema, Bari Yadav, that would be a game changer in that entire sugya. So the Rishonim speak out that could be the Gemara doesn't mean Bari Veshema Bari Yadif, but the Gemara just means a chilek, meaning in this world, if you want to differentiate between two cases, one is a case of Shema Veshema, one of the cases of Bari Veshema, and as a result, it's going to play itself out in Afghamina. But the Gemara follows through, and the Gemara says, Vamaslis and the Hacha, what about our mission? Amal Shnaim Gazalti Lechem Kem Mana, where a person says, I stole from one or two of you a mana, the Shema Veshema who, right? Our mission is a Shema Veshema. Right, the person says, I stole from one of you, I don't know which one. The other two chever didn't say a word. It sounds like they don't even know what happened. Victania, what does it say? Noisim lezem mana, velezem mana. And it says you have to give a mana to each one of them. So you see that even when it's Shema v'Shema, like in the case in Bava Basra with the Yerusha, still the halacha is noisim lezem mana, lezem mana. So you see, Rabbi Akiva didn't only say it's then by Bari v'Shem, he said it's then even by Shema v'Shema. So the Gemara says, my Rabbi Akiva, how do you know that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva? Meaning, maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Tarfon. How do you know it's Rabbi Akiva? Now, Tosfos speaks out, this is a little nuanced, but it's Kedai. We already know from Amud Aleph that the Mishnah is Rav Tarfon. So Frank Tosfos, if the Mishnah is Rav Tarfon, it has to be Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva is more machmer than Rav Tarfon. Right, Rabbi Akiva holds Meikra Adin, no Yisrael Zaman or Zaman. Rav Tarfon holds Meikra Adin, no. Minich Kseil B'Neimu Mistalik. Lots of Nisidei Shemayim, Rav Tarfon also holds no Yisrael Zaman or Zaman. And Moed Rav Tarfon, in that case, in our Mishnah, we know it's Rav Tarfon. But if it's Rav Tarfon, then certainly it's Rabbi Akiva. So what's the Havamin of the Gemara? Umi Maid Rabbi Akiva. We know it's for sure of Tarfon, and if it's for sure of Tarfon, you would think Bechlau Messiah Mona, pun intended in today's daf, then for sure it should have to be. So what's even the... Now the Gemara is going to say something similar. That's why I said it's a nuanced question. But Tosfos Kash is still a festive imtimer if you think about it. So let's see it inside. Umi Maid Rabbi Akiva. How do you know it's Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Diktani Allah Dahi Moed Rav Tarfon Boim L'Shaim Gazalti Lecha Mekem Mona V'Ein Edei Ezim Mekem V'Chulo. Because we know Rav Tarfon said the halach of our Mishnah. Where did he say it? In the Braisa. And what was the word he used when he said it? Moidani, Leman Moida, who is he Moida to? Lav the Rabbi Akiva Bar Plukte, obviously to Rabbi Akiva. But Tosfos says the Gemara is not saying what I'm saying. The Gemara has like a raya that it's also Rabbi Akiva, because Rav Tarfon said Moida. Frank Tosfos, even if Rav Tarfon would have said Moida, how can it be that Rabbi Akiva, who's more machmed than Rav Tarfon in this sugya, all of a sudden here is going to end up being more makeup? But either way, that's the Gemara's kasha. But the Gemara says, I understand your whole kasha. We made the Shema v'Shema. Who told you a Shema v'Shema? Me gila l'cha razeh that it's Shema v'Shema. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. I chad the number one, like Tani Tavin Oisai. Doesn't sound like anyone wants Tavayim. Right? He went over to them. They didn't go over to him. V'oi, the Tani Rabchia. Rabchia said him before. Z'oi me eni yadeh. V'zeh oi me any idea? So it's mafurish, yeah. And for the Gemara, haikim no la bevalotzei sidei shemayim. Didn't we already say that it's talking about valotzei sidei shemayim? Valotzei sidei shemayim. Over there, it's avada going to be noisel lezemano lezemano. So if you make a little sikum here, it's very gishmak. So you had here a mishnah where the mishnah says if someone goes over to two people, he says gazalti miachem mekem. I don't know from which one of you. So what's the halacha? Noisel lezemano, but noisel lezemano. And the Gemara immediately was rami the gezel ad the gezel, and it spelled to a mishnah in the end of Yevamos. We have a machloikus between the tar. And Rabbi Akiva regarding such a shaila. The case was where somebody stole from one of five people. Where Rabbi Tarfon says, "Menich zeh b'nei mistalik, just make one payment." And Rabbi Akiva said that no, noisel lezem mana, ulezem mana, ulezem mana, ulezem mana, ulezem mana. What emerges from the maskon of the Gemara, skipping all the way to the end, is that really our Mishnah, as much as it sounds very similar to that Mishnah, and really it is. But it's not the same. And you have to say that. Sigh in the world of Rabbi Akiva and sigh in the world of Rav Tarfon. Meaning, the Mishnah in Seif Yevamos is the Me'ikr HaDin, and Unzer Mishnah is Valvasei Sidei Shamai. In Rav Tarfon, it's obvious that has to be the case, because the halach is not even the same. Rav Tarfon over there says, Minich Zeh L'Beneimu Mistalik. Here he says, Noisim L'Zemana L'Zemana. What's the difference? There is the Ikr HaDin. Over here is Valvasei Sidei Shamai. But you have to say it in Rabbi Akiva as well, because even Rabbi Akiva, who it sounds at first glance like it's the same halacha, but we have information from another Rabbi Akiva in Seif Bava Basra that Rabbi Akiva holds that the only time you say the halach is by Bari V'Shema. You don't say by Shema V'Shema. And here he's saying, even by Shema V'Shema, the terrace is the same thing. It's Baal Lassi Shemaim. So there's a major chiluk between the two Mishnayos. That's Mikra Din. This is Baal Lassi Sidei Shemaim. It manifests itself, Sai, in the basic Dafyoimi de Gahavana in Shitas Rav Tarfon. It's Sai in the basic Dafyoimi de Gahavana. He's a Pashit Pshat in the Gemara. There's nothing fancy over here. It's Pashit Pshat in the Gemara. That's what's going on over here. Either way, it's just finished the Sugya. Amalei Ravina, Ravashi, Ravina told Ravashi, Miyam, Ravah Kolbushte Krichos. Havalei Lameda, going back to what Ravah said in Amud Aleph. And that is that if two people would give a pekadin to one person, and they would give it to him in two suitcases. So over there, have a leila meidak. You're the shayim pekadin, and I don't care. Two people dropped it off. You have to know what's in each one to know what to return to each one. And if later there's going to be a shayla, you're going to have to give the full amount to each one of these two people. So as kasha was, my rava said, "Vitei mira papa." Some say, "Rapapa said, how come the shayim shavkidu eitz lo raya that everyone's might if two people gave an animal as a pekadin to a shepherd sheminiach raya beinem umistalik." And then later there's a whole shayla. One person says, "I gave two animals." One person says, "I gave one animal." There's a whole sichsuch. So the raya could say, "Listen, I don't know. These are your animals. Fight it out in court. What do you want from my life?" It's something he's allowed to do. Why? Why is this not shtei krichos? Right? A raya should have to know who he took from. Amalei told him, "Hasim shavkidu be'edrei shal raya shalay midaita." It's talking about where it was given shaloi midaitoi. If you look at the last Tosfos on the Amid, Tosfos says, "Lav dafka shaloi midaitoi, ela kolei ma shaloi biriyase shaloi raya." Dashlei havelei the meidak. They dropped it off. You know, you drop off your animal and you go home. You come pick it up, at the end of the day. But the point is that they dropped it off. Shalei b'riyaseh, there was no issue here that he should have known, and as a result, there's not going to be a taina. Just to finish until the Mishnah, v'chein shnei kelim echad yafa, one of echad yafa elav zuz v'chulu. So the seif of the Mishnah, which ironically was not the focus of our daf, right? You would have thought the seif of the mana shlishi, that's where the action is. It is on daf gimel. But either way, the seifa was where you had the mana shlishi, and the case of the mana shlishi was mentioned in one of two tziyurim. The first tziyur was where two people give a pikadin cash. One person gave a mana, the other person gave a masayim. A fight breaks out. Who gave the mana? Who gave the masayim? The chachamim say give each person a mana because each person for sure owes a mana. The mana shlishi is yehemunah chachiyav eliyo. Rabbi Yosi says, "Mkema hivsed arame hakol yehemunah chachiyav eliyo." The next case was where two people gave a keli. One was worth a mana, the other one was worth thousands zuz. Notice how the numbers change. The second one was worth a thousand zuz. Each person claims that the one that's a thousand zuz belongs to him. So what do you do? According to the Chachamim, you give him the one that's worth a mana. Which one? Much didn't say, but you give one of them the one that's worth a mana. The other one you sell. You take a mana of it, you give it to the other guy, and the 900 yemunach. Yosi says again, hakol yemunach hachiyav eliyav. The Gemara says v'tzricha. You needed both cases. You need the machlokes of Yosi and the Chachamim, sign the case of the cash, and sign the case of the kelim. Yes, min hachim, I said, the case of the money. I would have thought, he the kamri rabbanon. Maybe it's over there that rabbanon say the halacha. That what? That give each person a mana, and it's only the shar that's yehe munach mishutalak pseida, because there's no pseida. I mean, each person's for sure entitled to a mana. The third mana, it is what it is. But in the case of the keli, with this the pseida of the gadol, what does it mean the pseida of the gadol? You're going to have to sell one of these two keli. And whoever owns this keli is going to be very disappointed that his keli, this heirloom that might have been in his family for doitis, is now going to suddenly be sold. So there's a pseida over here. The person that's supposed to get the big keli is losing out. It's not like there's no invoice associated with this psak. There is, because you're selling a keli that maybe really we shouldn't be selling. So I would have thought in that case, there the halach is hakol yehemunah chachiyav eliyo. V'yitma baha, and I only had the second case, I would have thought baha, come Rabbi Yosi. Maybe Rabbi Yosi only said hakol yehemunah in the case with his pseida the gadol. Ava bahach, but in the case of money, eim moidelu lirabbanon, maybe the moidel to rabbanon tzricha. Meaning, I need the two cases, I need the first case to teach me Rabbi Yosi's chiddush, and I need the second case to teach me the Chachamim's chiddush. But the Gemara asks, how could you tell me that? How could you tell me that maybe Rabbi Yosi only said his halacha by the keli? Maybe he didn't say his halacha by the money. Rabbi Yosi explained the shita, high level, right? He said, imkein mahivsed aramai. And if his reason is based on imkein mahivsed aramai, it shouldn't discriminate between a situation with his hefsed, his not hefsed. Ella says, well, you're right. Travayu the rabbanon nitzrich. You have to say, we need both cases for the rabbanon. What's the kasha? I need both cases for the rabbanon. Which case should have it said? Really, what it should have said was the first case. It should have said the second case. And I would know the first case. Meaning, if the Rabbanon hold that even B'makom Hefsed, we have to sell the keli, certainly in the first case. Where it says, you're right, V'loizu Avzutani. The Tana of the Mishnah does that sometimes. Sometimes it says a smaller Chiddush building up to a bigger Chiddush, and that's what's going on. Meaning, if you needed the Tzrichasa, Sai for Rabbi Yosi, Sai the Rabbanon, you wouldn't have to say Loizu Avzu. Then we would say the first case was mentioned for Rabbi Yosi, and the second case was mentioned for the Rabbanon. We mentioned the one and only biggest imaginable, shiniest chiddush that you could say in the sugya, but for the two respective shitas. But the Gemara is saying now that really in Rabbi Yosi there's no levels. So once I know Rabbi Yosi's halacha because of the tam that he gave, I know Rabbi Yosi's halacha. So then just tell me one case. Anachinami, you have no choice, but you have to say that this is an example of with the Tana of the Mishnah, something it didn't have said, something it didn't have to say. This is an example of a loizu afsu. So as it relates to raid. There's a fascinating Rashi tucked away in today's daf. And really, it's related to something that Be'ezras Hashem we've spoken about so many times over the years. Ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. And I think it's kedai to focus on this a little bit. So in the middle of the whole machloikis from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara shteltzu a Mishnah in Bava Basra. The case of the Mishnah was rather obscure, very much not our sugya. But the case was where there was a house that fell on a person and his mother. And there was a shiloh who died first. Did the child, this person, die first? Or did the mother die first? And it had a nafkamina in terms of the Seder Nachlois. Yershia ben oimrim ha'im meisri shayna. Yershia ha'im oimrim ha'ben meisri shayna. Now, ordinarily, in all these cases of Nachlois, where there's a suffix of how it plays itself out, and the end of Avabasra and Yeshloichlin and Mishameis, over there it's Mavur, there was a Machloikis Besham and Besil. Beshamai says Yachloiku, Besil says Nechasim Becheskasim. But what we need is, Rabbi Akiva said, Moidani Bezu, I'm Moid in this case, Shahan Nechasim Becheskasim. Now you want to know what you do with the Nechasim? You leave them by its Chazaka. Zok the Hilgarashi, Rabbi Akiva Moidani Bezu, Afal Pishani Mishal Beshamai. Even though, says Rabbi Akiva, I come from Beis Shammai, va'omer b'shanan afilus yachloiku, and I hold by all the filus that Allah is yachloiku, b'zu ani moide l'beis Hillel, sh'anechasim b'cheskasim, over here I'm moide to Beis Hillel, that the nechasim remain where they are, and Rashi says that if you want to know who is the muchzik, because it's not even clear, ayin bava basra, it's a machloikis amayram, v'hasim afarish time. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Akiva's words of moide ani bozeh, that Talochish and Nechasim Becheskasim have a very rich context. And that is, even though I'm from Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai holds, Beshar Hanafilis Yachloikis, Bezu, in this case, I'm Moedah to Beis Hillel, that Talochish is going to be Nechasim Becheskasim. If you look at the top Toisvis on the Yomid, Dibra Maschel Moedah Ani Bozeh, Toisvis says as follows, Afalg after Kama Moedah Ani, even though Rabbi Akiva said Moedah Ani, Lav Mishum de Lahav Mitamid Beis Shammai. Don't think that what Rabbi Akiva is saying is that even though Ami Tamid Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai Shita is, that in all these situations, Yachloiku, he's not saying that even though I'm really from Beis Shammai, so really my Shita should be Yachloiku, but over here it's not going to be Yachloiku. How do I know that, says Toisvis? The Beperikam of the Yavamis, because in the first Perik of Masechtis Yavamis, Bitzores Abbas, in the Sugya of Tzores Erva, the first Sugya of Masechtis Yavamis, Sava Bitki Beis Hillel. Over there, Rabbi Akiva held like Beis Hillel. So you see that Rabbi Akiva was not from the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, but rather he was from the Talmidim of Beis Hillel. So if that's the case, what then did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said, Moidani Bozeh? Moidani Bozeh sounds like, even though I hold like Beis Shammai, I'm from that world. So Toysus is madchik. He says, Ela agav de shono le'il, elu ve'elu moidim, tanahacha moidani, meaning moidani sounds like I'm from this camp. However, as it relates to this halacha, I'm coming around. It's really not what it means, and the word moidani is misleading and shouldn't have been the right word. Poetic symmetry, that's why Rabbi Akiva uses that word. But Avada says Toisvis, don't think for one second that Rabbi Akiva is mitamide Beis Shammai. At first glance, if you think about it for a little bit, it sounds like maybe there's a machloikis Rashi and Toisvis here, whether Rabbi Akiva was mitamide Beis Shammai or mitamide Beis Hillel. Toisvis says beforeish, Afal gaf to come and wait, and he lab mishum de lahavi mitamide Beis Shammai. So Toisvis lahoitse mi liban says, don't learn the Gemara that way. What does moidani mean? It means what it means. Rashi didn't say that. In fact, Rashi says, Afal pishani mishal Beis Shammai, even though I'm from Beis Shammai, stating that over here I'm going to be moidani. And it almost sounds like lefum riyata that Rashi is saying that Rabbi Akiva was mitamide Beis Shammai. The truth is, there's a sefer, it's called Halichos Olam. Sefer Halichos Olam was written by Rabbi Yeshua ben Yosef Halevi. He was from the Megarshei Sfarad, and he wrote one of the most important Sfarim in the world of Klali Apsak. How important? There were two commentaries that were written on the work Halichos Olam. One was written by Rabbi Shlomo Algazi, it's called Yavin Shmua, and the other one was written by Moran Rabbi Yosef Cairo, as in the Mechaber, as in the Beis Yosef, and it's called Klali HaGemara. So Rabbi Yosef Cairo and Rabbi Shlomo Algazi, they wrote a pirish on the Sefer Halichos Olam that was written by Rabbi Yeshua ben Yosef Halevi. At the end of the Beis Yosef's pirish that he wrote on the Sefer Halichos Olam, he has Klolei HaGemara HaNoisafen. He has like a whole list of additional klolim that you have to know. In Klal Tof Pei, 480. It's two lines. The Perikam Mafkid, Bava Mitzia Lamed Zayin Amad Beis, Nechleku Rashi V'Toisnis, Dibra Maschel Moidani. Rabbi Akiva, as it relates to the great Tanna Rabbi Akiva, Im Hoye Mitamide Beis Shammai, Oye Mitamide Beis Hillel. So the Beis Yosef understood that Shteita and Ner Gemara, that there's a Machloikis, Rashi and Toisvis, whether Rabbi Akiva was Mitamide Beis Hillel, or whether he was Tamide Beis Shammai. Toisvis holds he was Mitamide Beis Hillel, whereas Rashi holds he was Mitamide Beis Shammai. And the truth is, if you think about it for a second, it's a plia tzuma. How could it be, with everything that we know, that Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Beis Shammai? Let's do a little bit of back of the envelope arithmetic. We know that Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti. What does that mean? That we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. And there's a big machlokes rishonim what Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti means. Meaning, why is it that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? under Rishonim say, it's based on the Gemara that we're going to learn in a few weeks. It's Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach Staff. It's Mamish coming up. Where the Gemara says, because of the story of the Taner Achnoi, that Rabbi Akiva was put in, Rabbi Eliezer was put into Cherem, and because he was put into Cherem, so therefore his halacha is Ke'ilah were put into Cherem as well, and we're never passing like Rabbi Eliezer. But other Rishonim quote a Yerushalmi that says that Shamuti is not Miloshin Shamta, it's not Miloshin Cherem, it's Miloshin Shammai. He was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and because we never passing like Beis Shammai, therefore Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti. So Luchur, if you think about it, we never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because he's Shamuti. What does it mean he's Shamuti? He's Mitami de Beshamai. If Rabbi Akiva is Mitami de Beshamai, then we should never paskin like Rabbi Akiva either. Do we never paskin like Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara says in Erev in Memvav, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiroi. We always paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So if Rabbi Akiva is Mitami de Beshamai, how is it possible Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiroi? It should be Rabbi Akiva Shamuti. That's the first kasha. The second kasha is, we know Stam Mishnah is Rameyer, but it's Stam Mishnah is Rameyer Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva sometimes is referred to in Shas as Rabbi Akiva Stimta. And the reason is because all his Talmidim were the Stams. Most notably, Stam Mishnah was Stamid Rameyer. In other words, when you learn a Mishnah, there's a very, very, very good chance, and really, it's the way it is on till proven otherwise, that the Mishnah is Ali Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva is Mebe Shammai, that would mean Stam Mishnah is Be Shammai, which is completely untenable. Befrat, we know Chazal say, Be Shammai, Be Mokim, Be Silil ain't a Mishnah. That's a pun. But the point is, it's not possible that Stam Mishnah should be Ali Rabbi Shammai. So, Boshit, you can't even hear it. How can it be that Rabbi Akiva is mid-Beis Shammai? Halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi. We know that halacha is never like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer was mitamid Beis Shammai, was Shamuti. And Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and Beis Shammai, Makan Beis Silo, ain't a Mishnah. Now the truth is, where would it even come from? Like, what would be the Havamina? Ben Benoit Shal Havamina, the Rabbi Akiva Shami from the Talmidim of Shammai. It's Pasha. The Havamina would be, because we know Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud Movik of Rabbi Eliezer. Right, he was his Rabbi Movik. Rabbi Akiva learned Rabbi Eliezer. He learned Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says in Chagiga that he was Meshamish Nochem Ish Gamzu for 22 years. That's where he learned Kol Ma'adavid Rachman Olatavav. That's also where he learned to be Dorish Kol Esen Shabbat Torah, the Gemara says. But either way, Rabbi Akiva's Iker Talmud, his Iker Rebbe, his primary Rebbe, is Rabbi Movik, as in the Mishnah of Avedas Rabbi, Avedas Aviv, was without question Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was Mitami de Beishamai. So that's for sure where the Havamina comes from. Rabbi Akiva's learning in the yeshiva, he's literally been nistoifef betziloi. He's drinking the words of Rabbi Eliezer, but some, I understand that, but at the end of the day, it's so tzarchi and gadol that it's mamish mitzvah liyashiv. The truth is, there's a beautiful maramakim. It's not even tucked away. This is usually where we say tucked away, but it's not. It's right here. It's alatar. It's in the Tosfos HaRosh on this gemara. I think it's kedai to read the words of the Tosfos HaRosh inside because Imamish reads like a haintega achrin, and it's everything that we just said and some. Moedani bozeh shanichasim becheskasim. Pirush Rashi. Afal pishani mitamid beishamai. Rabbi Kiva talking. Even though I'm from the tamid of beishamai, va'omrani and I hold b'shner nefilos yachloiku bezu ani moedav echulo zok. The Tosfos HaRosh. V'yev shaloi mirkei. You can't say what Rashi said. Meaning, the Tosfos HaRosh understood Rashi the way Rabbi Yosef Kairo understood Rashi. And that is, he's saying, I'm from Talmidim of Beis Shammai. But says the Tosfos HaRosh, you can't say that. Why? The Kaimelon halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveira. Because we paskin halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveira. Vim hoya mitalmide Beis Shammai lo yhoya halacha kemoisoi. The halacha wouldn't be like him. Ki heichi damrina Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti hu. Just like we say Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, ve'ein halacha kemoisoi, and the halacha is never like him. Umefarish b'Yerushalmi Shamuti shahoya mitalmide Beis Shammai. Says the Tosfos HaRosh Vaitavafak after Rabbi Akiva Hoyim Mitalmidei Rabbi Eliezer. And even though I understand where Rashi is coming from, he's coming from the fact that Rabbi Akiva is a Talmid Rabbi Eliezer. And if Rabbi Eliezer is Beis Shammai, so okay, yes, how is he not Beis Shammai? But you should know, Gam Hoyim Mitalmidei Rabbi Yeshua. Shahim Mitalmidei Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva also learned from Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua was from Beis Hillel. And by the way, says the Tosfos HaRosh, Rabbi Eliezer Atzmoi, Hayim Mitalmidei Beis Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer himself was also from the Talmidim of Beis Hillel. How do I know that? The Chashalei B'Mesachtes Avis Badi Chamisha Talmidim Shahil Rabbi Yechem Etzakeh. Because the mission, the second paragraph, Pirkei Avos says Chamisha Talmidim Hayil Rabbi Yechem Etzakeh, and one of them was Rabbi Lezer Ben Horkinus, who was the Galus of Kulan. So it's a Machlokes, Abishol, and the Tanakama. Was it Rabbi Lezer Ben Arach of Rabbi Loza ben Aruch fame, or was it Rabbi Eliezer Agaldo? But either way, the Tanya Besoy Perak Hayoshon, so we know Rabbi Eliezer Agaldo is a Tam Rabbi Yechon and Zakai, and we know from the end of Perak Hayoshon, that's the second Perak in the Sechta Sukkot, Shmoinim Talmidim Hoyloi the Hillel HaZokin, that Hillel HaZokin had 80 Talmidim, Katan Shebekulon was Rabbi Yechon and Zakai, Gadol Shebekulon was Yannis of Nazil, right, the Rebbe, the Kotzke Rebbe's work, but the bottom line is that Katan Shebekulon was Rabbi Yechon and Zakai. So you see that what? You see that Rabbi Eliezer himself, who Shamuti, was Mekabel from his Groyser Rebbe, Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai, who was the Katan Shebekulon of Hillel. So there's a connection between Rabbi Eliezer himself and Hillel. In other words, Taisa Rosh is saying, I get where this Rashi is coming from. I get the Havamina ben Benoy shall Havamina. It's the fact that Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud Rabbi Eliezer who's Shamuti, but Shtei Tshuva is Bedavar. Number one, he's also a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua who's Beis Hillel, and even Rabbi Eliezer has a Shaychis. Where's his Shaychis? His Shaychis is Dorech Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, who's a Talmud of Hillel. By the way, Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai also learned by Shammai. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos regarding Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai Kibel Mehil Mishammai. It sounds like he also learned from Shammai. But it's not a kasha. The point that the Taisa Rosh is trying to say is that there's a shaychus, there's a linkage between Rabbi Eliezer and Hillel through his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But either way, says the Taisa Rosh, so if that's the case, v'hadar min Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, so why is Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti? Meaning, if Rabbi Eliezer learned by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who learned by Hillel, so why is he Shamuti? It's based on the fact that this is what he used to do. And being that this is what he used to do, that's why he's Shamuti. If you remember, we spoke at many times over the years that Chassam Sofer in many places says, and he says something that the Chassam Sofer doesn't usually say, and that is, I heard something and I can't remember where I heard it. That's his lashon. I heard something, I can't remember where I heard it. Where the Chassam Sofer says that when Rabbi Eliezer said in Sukkah Chav Ches Amar Aleph, Me'olam lo yamarti dover, Shaloi shamati me'raboisai, what he means is from my Rebbe's of Shammai. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer became Shamuti. But says the Tais Rosh, but in the gay Rabbi Akiva, you don't find that he always learned Be'e Shammai. And he brings the same Gemara that Tosfos brings in the end of the first parak of Yevamos, that you find the Furish, that he didn't pass in that way. He goes right there, and he says, not just that, you find that Stam Mishnah is Rameir. V'kulu alibo, the Rabbi Akiva. And if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Akiva was from Beis Shammai, imkein have a kulu the loike hilchasa. It would emerge that all these Mishnayos are the loike hilchasa, the Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. You even mechaven to the pot. But the bottom line is, it's all mefurish in this Taisa Rosh. Taisa Rosh says klar that it can't be. It's so untenable to me. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Akiva is from Beis Shammai, then number one, how do you make sense of halachic Rabbi Akiva where Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti? And number two, Stam Mishnah is Rameh. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. It's going to come out all the Stam Mishnah is Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai b'makom Yisrael ain't a Mishnah. Zog Taisa Rosh. So what then did Rabbi Akiva mean in our sugya? What did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said Moed Na'anish Anachasim Beches Gosan? V'nir lefarish but the davka behachta hocha who the sphere later Rabbi Akiva gave Beis Shammai. Meaning Avadi is saying that I hold like Beis Shammai, but not that I'm from Beis Shammai. You're going to literally create the whole personality Rabbi Akiva based on what? Based on this one line he meant in this sugya. Inami, he says what Tosfos says. Maidani is poetic symmetry. But to go as Noivite from Rashi, that much already he's not going to do. The bottom line is, the Taisa Rosh understood Rashi, the way the Beis Yosef understood Rashi, and that is in our sugya tucked away, there's a machloikis, whether the great Rabbi Akiva was from the Talmidim of Shammai, or whether he was from the Talmidim of Hillel. Rashi Shita is, he's mi Talmidei Beis Shammai. Come again? Yeah, maskim. But he's mi Talmidei Beis Shammai, tzorich in Gadol. But Tosfos and Taisa Rosh, they both say not that way. I'll just tell you one interesting thing, and that is the Chidah. In his Sefer Ayin Zoicher, so the Chidah wrote many Svarim that go on the Seder of Aleph Beis, Ayin Zoicher, Midbar Kedemos, Yar Oizen. In his Ayin Zoicher, it's a Mareches Hay. It's Sif Katan Mem Vav, so it's going on all the Hays. And this Hay is Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveri. He has a whole Arichas, and he brings this Rashi, and he brings the Tosa Rosh, and he says that the Tosa Rosh bothers me. He says, why? Because this is all coming from a diktuk in Rashi. What did Rashi say? Afal pisha ani mishel Beis Shammai. Says the Chidah. You heard Rashi say that Rabbi Akiva is mitalmid Beis Shammai? Says, I didn't hear him say it. Now he says, if you look at what the Tosfos Rosh says when he quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi, Afal pisha ani mitalmid Beis Shammai. That word said the Chidah, I don't have in my Rashi. Maybe Tais Rosh had that in his Rashi. But we don't have it in our Rashi. And he says, based on the girsa that the Chidah is, a few hundred years later, says he sees in all his ksavim, He says, I never saw such a Rashi, right? The Chida had an incredible memory, Kiyodua. He was an Ayin Zoicher, Shaneimo. He remembered everything. And the Chida says, I don't know, I visited libraries and I reviewed manuscripts and different texts. I never saw such a text. Tais Rosh had it. So if it says, Mitalmide Beishamai Enochinabi, but he says, as far as I'm concerned, I don't see Mitalmide Beishamai. And because I don't see Mitalmide Beishamai, I'm really not 100% sure what to make of this, but I'll kapon him. It's a Tais Rosh. It's a... Beis Yosef, it's also Tzorichi and Gadol, that there is such a Shitas Rashi, it's tucked away in Perek HaMafke, that holds that Rabbi Akiva was Metamide Beshami. But just to be Messiah with one Ha'ara from Rabbi Reuven Margolis, this is in his Sefer Shari Zoyar, it's in Mesechtes Erevin, it's on Daf Yud Gimel on the base. It's not Mamish Ar Sugya, but it's Me'inyan Le'inyan very much, but it's Inyan. So the Gemara is discussing the fact that the Talmidim of Shammai and the Talmidim of Hillel, they argued and they fought over every halacha. And Mamish, it got to the point that they needed a baskal, like the Psil Sisharim says in Perik Chav, to be machriya because the Torah was about to become two Torahs. That's how dangerous and how risky the situation was, like Rashi said in the end of Perik Elam Metzias. Either way, Yotzis a baskal came out, but Amren said, Elu ve'elu divrei likim chayin. The halacha kibeisam. Afraid the Gemara says, "Elo ve'elo divrei l'kim chay." And the why is halacha kibeisam? And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says a pshat. So Rabbi Reuven Margolis quotes a chida. This is a chida that we've quoted in the past. It's in Pesach Inayim. It's in Pirkei Yavos. It's Perikei Mishnah Yud Zayin. The Mishnah over there says, "Kol machloikis shehi l'shem shamayim soifel l'skayim." A machloikis that's not l'shem shamayim ain't soifel l'skayim. What's a machloikis that's l'shem shamayim? It's like the machloikis of Hillel the Shamayim. Zok techida shamati b'masha amru amikubalim de la'asad lava yialach kibei shamayim. That although in this world, whenever there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we paskin like who? We paskin like Beis Hillel. But asad lavoi, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. V'zeu be'etzem masha amru soifel iskayin. That's the oimik, says the chidah of a chazal man, when they said a machloikis that's l'shem shamayim, is soifel iskayin. The besoif tiskayim svaras Beis Shammai. Because even though right now Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a mishnah, but besoif tiskayim svaras Beis Shammai. The elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim. So says the chida, davar niflas, such a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah. Kol machloikis shei l'shem shamayim soifel iskayim. The machloikis between Hillel and Shammai, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. It was a machloikis l'shem shamayim, and because of that, they were zoicha to elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim. And it's going to play itself out in the halacha l'maisa, the sense. When wasilavay, and that's the oimik of soifel iskayim. At the end, va'achrei kechlois hakol. At that time, the halacha is going to be not like Beis Hillel. Then the halach is going to be like Beis Shammai. Ba'al Mohadein, the halach is like Beis Hillel. Ba'al Mohadasi, the halach is going to be like Beis Shammai. And they were each zeicha at some point that the halach should be kamoisam. And why is that? Because it was a machloikis l'shem shamayim. And kol machloikis shehi l'shem shamayim is soifel l'skayim. And that's the oimik in elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim. Each one is divrei l'kim chayim. In the halach of a ma'isadiga sense, each one is divrei l'kim chayim. Right, the Gemara asks Akasha if it's elu ve'elu mepnei ma. That's only why is the halacha like Beis Hillel in this world. Oh, but it's true. The halacha will be like Beis Shammai. There's an Indian of Elu Ve'el Divrei. So it says Rabbi Margolis that Lefize Yesh Loimar Adavar Nifla V'Noira Adla Ma'oid V'Ru'uyen Advarim L'Misha Amar. He says if you look at the end of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, the end of Mesechtes Uktzin, right? That's the last Mesechta. So the Mesechtes Uktzin ends with a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Chalois Dvash Me'imosai Metamois Mishon Mashka. We will not translate this. Beis Shammai Oimrim Mishay Yecharcher. Beis Hillel Oimrim Mishay Yerasek. That's the last machloikis in Shas. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Gimel Meis V'Asor Oilomos. Shenemar Lahanchel Oya Ve'yesh V'Goymer. Rabbi Shua ben Levi concludes and he says, "Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahanchel L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Gimel Meis V'Asaratos." Each tzadik's going to get shaylos. Now everybody knows that that member for Rabbi Shua ben Levi is not really part of the Mishnah. Tzion speaks to that al atar. Why? Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi was an Amor, wasn't a Tana. Tzion brings a whole shmul. Some say he was a Tana based on this. He said it's a mistake. That we just didn't want to end Shisha Sidra Mishnah with the word Mishayecharcher Mishayerasek. Instead, Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahanchel L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shayolomis. That's the way we end it. But says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, Yesh Shloim. An oimik, and that is because really it bothered me a little bit. Lama noktu b'kfeila, osin hakadosh baruch hu lahanchel l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. What's tzadik? Osin hakadosh baruch hu lahanchel l'chol tzadik. Osin hakadosh baruch hu lahanchel l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis. If you sit down and you count all the machloikas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel throughout Mishnayos, you know how many you're going to end up with? It's 316 machloikis. There's 316 times where there's a machloikis between Beshar and Mesel. Says Rabbi Margolis. Tosfos says in Sukkot Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, he brings from the Ga'onim that although the halacha is always like Beshar, there's six times that we pass like Beshar. Everyone knows it's Tosfos. Sukkot Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. If that's the case, it comes out that there's 310 times where there was a machloikis between Beshar and Mesel, where the basko was machriya that the halacha is like Beshar. Which means that even though Bishamai argued, but at the same time, Eilu Beilu Divrei Kim Chayim V'Alocha Gebeis Hillel, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, to be Messiah, the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, that you're learning Mishnayas, and you have Shintas Pesil again and again and again, and based on that, it sounds like they were knocked out. Bishamai B'Mokim Beis Hillel Eina Mishnah, L'Zeh Omna. That's why Rabbi Shua ben Levi was Messiah Mishnayas. And he said, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchel L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. You know who the Tzadik V'Tzadik is? Bein Mi Beis Hillel, Bein Mi Beis Shammai. Every Tzadik, whether he came from Beis Hillel, whether he came from Beis Shammai, he's going to be zoicha to kol shai olam shel halacha. Each one's going to get the shai olam. Because even though in this world the halacha is like Beis Hillel, abel aslava soifa liskayim, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel got his shai olam, and Beis Shammai is going to get his shai olam. And the emphasis is it's eilu ve'el divrei kim chaim. They both get the shai olam. But the point is that's the siyum. The siyum is we conclude with a machloik is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and we segue into osir hakadosh baruch hu lahanchel l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. This was a machloik issue. L'shem Shemayim, and if a person learns Torah L'shem Shemayim, he's never wrong. There's an inyan of Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, and Rabbi Ruma Golis says that Yesh Loimah. You find throughout Shas whenever there's a machloikis. So the Gemara always says Mar Omar Chada Umar Omar Chada. He says Chada is Rosh Tevis Divrei Elokim Chayim. Mara Marchado, Mara Marchado, Chodas Divrei Elokim Chayim. And that's the Shayo Lomos, the 310 times where there was a Machloikas Bishamai. It was 316, but six times it's like Bishamai. The 310, these 310 Machloikas, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchel L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Shayo Lomos, I think this is a good Rasha for someone that's making a Siyam on Shishas Tidra Mishnah. It's just my opinion. This is Mara Malkin, but either way, we will end here.